From the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, my name is Steve Scott, and with me right now I have
Nick Fassler, the manager of the technical marketing group with BASF.
Now, Nick, how can BASF benefit the soybean grower?
So something that's been really interesting at BASF the last year is post our acquisition, so we acquired several new things from Bayer. One of those would be the Credenz seed, soybean seed, as well as new seed treatment solutions and Liberty herbicide. So BASF already had a very robust crop protection offer in soybeans, and we even made that more so. So we have a great portfolio to offer growers when it comes to soybeans.
What is BASF looking for when developing new varieties, and how is BASF continuing to advance the soybean market?
So when we look at the soybean market, we're always striving to bring new herbicide-tolerant traits to market, as well as elite germplasm. So how do we continue to push yields? Something exciting with Credenz for 2020, we'll be launching over 40 new varieties across the U.S., and in doing so, we're going to have more elite germplasm to fit in different markets. And what also comes with that is the herbicide-tolerant platform Liberty Link GT27. So that allows growers to use both Liberty as well as glyphosate on their soybeans. With strong residual programs, we hope to get them excellent weed control.
What's new in the toolbox for soybean growers this year?
So a few things that are new. Some of these were launched to a small degree in 19, but rolling in 2020. We have a new soybean seed treatment, Obvious Plus, that combines four different fungicides into one mix to really provide protection on those early season soybeans when they come out of the ground. We also have Safina, which is a new product for aphid control in soybeans. And then we're looking at launching some new herbicides. Those are all pending EPA registration right now, but Ingenia Pro would be a product that takes our dicamba technology and adds a residual to it to provide excellent long-season weed control.
Now, why should growers plant soybeans earlier in the season?
So one thing that's key with soybeans is it's earlier planting, time and time again, results in greater yield potential. And I kind of use the analogy, it's like building a factory. The bigger factory you build, the more productive it can be when you start to crank things out of it. So the same things can be said with soybeans. And we're really trying to capture sunlight. So planting early, they're going to come out of the ground earlier and just have the ability to capture more sunlight during their life cycle.
What risks are associated with planting early?
Well, obviously, first, you got to be able to get in the field. Sometimes that's a challenge, given what Mother Nature can throw at you if it's a cool, wet spring. But once you get the crop in the ground, there's a lot of things you can face. And typically, it's early season, cooler, wetter conditions. The bean plant's not growing very fast, so it'll sit there, and it's more susceptible to diseases. So providing an excellent on-seed seed treatment like Obvious Plus will help protect that. Get it out of the seed, provide good vigor early on, so that little seedling can become a very productive plant later in its life.
Now, how is the entry into the seed business going today?
So BASF's just a little over a year into the seed business with Credenz, and you get down south in cotton and way up north into canola. And I'd say it's been a lot of fun. So it's really been a mind change for us. We were traditionally a chemistry and very much crop protection-focused company. And now having seed, we're thinking holistically about start to finish. So how do we ensure the growers planting the best germplasm, the best traits on that acre, and then giving them the choice to manage that crop throughout the season?
For more information, how do our listeners get it?
So I would recommend local growers reach out to your local ag retailer, excellent source of information, or they can also go on to BASF.com on the website and find their local rep through the Rep Finder tool.